brief. It's just been one of them days, boy, you let your mama get saved, it'll change everything about you. It'll set a fire down inside of you. Oh, knowing mama ain't going to hell, what a blessing. Acts chapter number 2, and when you hear about Jesus, you have a choice. When you hear about Jesus, you have a choice. And tonight I want to show you in the book of Acts the choice you have tonight. Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 36, I ask you to stand. As we reverence the reading of God's word tonight, we'll be brief. We'll get into the baptismal waters. The Bible says, Acts 2:36, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. The same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Our Father and our God, tonight when we hear about you and we hear about Jesus, we hear about salvation tonight, Father, Lord, there's some things that we do. Oh, we have a choice tonight. Lord, I'd pray tonight if they be one lost amongst us tonight, Lord, I'd pray they'd make the right choice before we go home. Lord, I thank you that day in August the 27th that you knocked on my heart's door, Father God, I made a choice to follow you. Lord, I thank you that Thursday mama made a choice to follow you. Lord, I thank you this morning that there was some in the house that made a choice to follow you. Lord, I'd pray right now for the next few moments you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I'd pray that you would increase and I'd decrease. I pray you'd loose the Holy Ghost and let it sweep among these people. Lord, I pray when we walk out of this place tonight, we can say it's been good to be in your house. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I thank you for saving my soul. It's in the name of Jesus I ask and do pray. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated. I just want to be brief with you tonight and share something that is just on my heart tonight. I'm going to be baptizing some folks, and one of them being mama. I've said that all, told everybody all week about it. I'm just happy. I'm just thrilled. I'm tickled to death. But when we get here tonight, we see that old brother Peter, he done come on the day of Pentecost. And old Peter got to preaching and he got to teaching and he got to doing what God had called him to do. And you know what they said? They said all the other ones are drunk, or they done drunk some wine. It's done the wrong time of the day. Old Peter said, hey, they ain't drunk. They're just filled with the Holy Ghost. And I thought about that. When you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, all of us in this room from time and time again has walked this life that we're on. And we're talking about being drunk right here. We had a choice. I remember back when I used to drink, it wouldn't be long. I'd drink a few of them old long necks and I'd kick them back, and it wouldn't be long. I'd be under the influence and I'd get bold and I'd get brave and do things I used to wouldn't do. Hey, but I want you to know now, it's to say, he's talking about being drunk here. It's just like now, being drunk in the Spirit, being filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, you get bold and you get brave in what God's called you to do. And old Peter, he got here and he said, hey, men and brethren, he said, these men ain't drunk, but they're filled with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for a church here at Union Chapel that's filled with the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen? Hey, this morning I want you to know it was nothing more than the Holy Ghost sweep through here. The Holy Ghost came through this place, and I thank God for that. I thank God that this afternoon that we're a church that can talk about what the Holy Ghost could do in a man or a woman's life. But I want to show you three things here when they had a choice on what to do. As we look into the text this afternoon, if we look with me in verse number 36, and Peter said, that same Jesus. He said, that same Jesus that you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. He said, that same Jesus, he must be Lord of your life, and he must be Christ of your life. And when they heard this, you see what he had done. He told them about Jesus, and he's the one that you crucified. He's the one that you hung on the cross. Can I say that was over 2,000 years ago? But when he hung on that cross, not only they hung him on that cross, but you and I hung him on that cross. When he hung on that cross, he died for my sins, he died for your sin, and he died for the sin of the whole world. You know, when he died for the sin of the whole world, that didn't mean a whole lot to me until I realized that he died for me too. And this afternoon, as we look into the text, he said, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And he said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Friends, this afternoon, when Jesus has been presented to you and the Holy Spirit has convicted you, people says, what must I do now? And that's when your choice comes in. That's when your free will comes in. You know, God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, they won't save nobody unless you accept it. He'll knock on that heart's door. He'll ring that heart's door up. But unless you open that door and allow him to come in, he will not make his way into your life. I want you to know it's got to be an open invitation. When he calls that individual to be saved, you have the choice to accept him or you have the choice to reject him. And this afternoon as we look into the text, I want to show you three things. You say, preacher, if I reject him, what'll happen? Well, I pray he'd give you another opportunity. But if he don't, you'll end up in a devil's hell. But I thank God this afternoon when he knocks on that heart's door and you do these three things, I want you to know there'll be a life change that comes in you. He says this in verse number 38, and then Peter said unto them, repent. That's what he said. He said, when Jesus knocks on that heart's door, the Holy Ghost convicts you. Number one, you must repent. You say, preacher, what did they do? They repented. It says, Peter said, then Peter said unto them, repent. You say, what is repent, preacher? It's when you turn. You realize you're a sinner and you need to be saved. You realize you need what God has. Hey, when you repent, you turn and you go a different way. You don't keep going the same way you used to, but you repent. There's been a turn. There's been a change. There's been a repentance in your life. I'd say to you this afternoon, anybody get saved and keep living the same way, they haven't repented. Anybody get saved and keep doing the same old thing, they ain't repented. They haven't repented and asked the Lord to save them. He says here, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Every one of these candidates that we're going to baptize tonight, I want you to know in the authority of God's word, we've asked them, have you repented and asked Jesus Christ to come into your life? Every one of these candidates has said, yes, I repented. Yes, I asked Jesus to come into my life. And now they're ready to receive what God would have for them. This afternoon, I'm excited to tell you, when a man repents, there's going to be a change in their life. When they repent and they start going the other way, look what he says in verse 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children. Man, ain't that a blessing? Ain't that a blessing that God says, hey, I want you to know this promise is to you, it's to your children, it's to your family, it's to each one of you this afternoon. I don't know about you, but I thank God that my wife is saved on her profession of faith. I thank God that my daughter is saved. She's made that profession of faith. I thank God that my mama's saved. She's made that profession of faith. I thank God my two sisters are saved. Can I get an amen on their profession of faith? Friends, this afternoon, the greatest thing you'll ever do in your life is when you repent and give your life to Jesus. That's the greatest decision you'll ever make. There'll never be a greater decision than to repent and follow Jesus Christ. Man, I'm telling you, there's never be a greater decision. Number one, we must repent. And number two, I want to show you in verse number 41, not only do we repent, but we receive. When you repent and you ask the Lord, you receive Him. He comes into that heart. When you repent and you ask the Lord to save you, He comes into that heart. Look what He says in 41. Then they that gladly received His word. They gladly received that word, what He had said, and He come into that heart. This afternoon, when the Lord comes into a man or a woman's heart, there's a change. There's a total change in their life. When I went to Mama's house Thursday, I want you to know, early of the morning, hey, she was all beside herself and just going different ways. But when I went back Friday night and Friday evening when we sat down, I want you to know, she had repented and she received Christ. She was sitting in that recliner, laid back with a big old grin on her face. Hey, she had peace that passes all understanding. This afternoon, I want you to know you must have peace in your life. And the only way you'll get peace is through Jesus Christ. There's no other name under heaven where men must be saved than at the name of Jesus. That's where peace comes. That's where protection comes. That's where power comes. And that's where that great divide comes in your life. No longer do I follow Satan, but I follow Jesus Christ. Said, what happened, preacher? I heard the word one day. I received that word. I repented and received that word, and it come into my life. Here in just a moment, when we baptize these candidates, we're going to baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, Jesus, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, and we're going to baptize them. And you say, what does that do, preacher? We're going to show the whole world. They're going to show the world that they're not ashamed of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They're going to confess it. It's going to show the death, the burial, and the resurrection. The old man went down, new man come up. Amen. Oh, the old man went down, new man come up. Ain't the same. Just ain't the same. I'll ask you a question. Have your old man ever died, a new man come up? Amen. The old man died, and a new man come up. The old man's dead, no longer a part of me. I don't want nothing to do with him. He's dead. He said, well, no, preacher, he's just in the past. Oh, no, he's dead. He's dead. The death, the burial, and the resurrection. So this afternoon when we get ready to baptize these candidates, number one, they've repented, and number two, they received what God would have for them in their life. I don't know about you, but hey, when I received it, I was happy, wouldn't you? I was happy when I received what God would have for me in my life. You may be sitting in here this afternoon as I was, as Brother Jerry is saying, how can he save a sinner like me? Man, how can he save a sinner like me? And I say it all the time, Brother Tommy Spurl sitting back there, I'll never forget it as long as I live. Not only when you repent, you receive the power of God, you receive His purpose and you receive stuff, but I'll never forget, I hadn't been saved probably 2 weeks. You see, and I got saved and all of a sudden they started calling me brother. Brother BJ, and I was like, man, I ain't no preacher. Don't call me brother. And I realized you don't have to be a preacher to be called brother. You don't have to be a preacher to be called brother. And that's just what you become. You become a brother and sister in Christ. And I'll never forget, they was handing out gold keys. And I've told this once, I'll tell it 100 times. They was handing out little old gold keys to the church. And that key would unlock that church, and you could go in and pray. And I'll never forget Steve Spurl. He had a bag, a little brown bag full of keys. He was walking around that church, and he got to where I was at. I hadn't been saved about 2 weeks. I mean, I still had baggage, I thought. I still had things that I needed to get right. And why did I need a key to the church? If I went in the church, church may fall. You've heard that before. If it's going to fall, there's enough in here to make it fall right now. Can I get a witness? Hey, be standing up there and make it fall if it's going to fall. But it ain't on me, it's on Him. You see, my salvation ain't based on me. It's based on the finished work of the cross of Calvary. And Brother Steve come around back there, and he's big old about 6'7", big old guy. And he come to me, and he wouldn't hand me that key. And I said, man, whoa, you don't want me to have that. I ain't been saved but 2 weeks. You don't want me to have that. And he grabbed me up, man, around the neck, hugged me. I ain't going to do you. Hugged me real tight. And he said, look, boy, I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to love you. And you know, when you get that mindset in your mind, I'm not here to judge nobody in this room. I'm just here to preach the word of God. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to love you. We'll have all things in common. When we quit judging people and start loving them, we'll have all things in common. Let me show you in the book as we read on here. He says you have a choice when you hear about Jesus. Number one, you have a choice to repent. Number two, you have a choice to receive. And it says, and look what he says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued. You see, when you get saved, you just don't stop. Not only you got things in common, but you just don't stop. Well, I'm saved and going to heaven, I'm done. That ain't all of it. When you save, you continue to do what God's called you to do. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together. All that believed were together and had all things common. You know what that tells me? They got along. In the world we live in, it's hard to believe the number we have tonight and the number we have on Sunday morning that we all get along. Well, that should be an amen. Man, people can't even get along in the world we live in. But you know what blows my mind? When you put Jesus Christ and you're looking at him and not looking at the crowd, but you're looking at the cross, you can get along with that man over there. But if you look over at him and get your eyes off that cross, and it won't be long, you won't even better get along with him. He said that they repented, they received, and they had all things in common. Look what he says. And all that believed were together in 44 and had all things common, and they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. Number one, they repented. Number two, they received salvation. And number three, so what do you do after that? They just rejoiced. When you repent and you receive what God has for you, there's going to be a rejoicing coming in your life. You say, are you going to rejoice every day, preacher? When you realize you're not going to hell no more and you're going to heaven, I promise you, when you wake up in the morning, don't matter what comes your way, you'll be able to rejoice. If you don't get your eyes off the crowd and get it on the cross, you'll be able to rejoice. Look what he says. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. How was they rejoicing? Look in 47. By praising God. They were just praising God. Man, they were just praising God. This morning, you know what we was doing here? We just praising God. This evening, you know what we're doing here? We just praising God. Telling people, hey, when you hear the word, you got a choice. You can either make him your Lord or you don't have to. But when you make him Lord, you repent, you receive what he has, and you rejoice in it. You say, preacher, I don't have much to rejoice in this afternoon. If you're saved, you got everything to rejoice in. You got everything to rejoice in. I told you I was mowing the grass there Thursday after Mama got saved. Man, I was on that lawn mowing. I was getting at it. And I just got thinking about that the circle will not be broken. That song, will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by. Folks, I want you to know it has thrilled my heart this week to know that circle will not be unbroken. To know that I'm going to spend eternity with my mama in heaven. I know everybody says when they get to heaven, first thing they're going to look for is Jesus. I know that. I understand that. And I love Jesus. And you love Jesus. But there's some loved ones that's went on over yonder. You say, are you going to know them when you get over there? I know you now. When they was on the Mount of Transfiguration, they looked up and said, Peter, James, and John said, hey, we know them old boys up there with Jesus. Should we build three tabernacles? And Jesus said, no. Hey, you ain't but one to be worshipful now. Let's get this. Yeah, but I know them too. He said, preacher, you think you're going to know people when you get over there? I guarantee you I'm going to know somebody. His name's Jesus. And when I know him, that ain't all I'm going to know. I'm going to know mama. I'm going to know my daddy. I'm going to know everyone that's been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ when I get over yonder. We're going to praise God for eternity. Don't have such a long face. If you're saved, you're going to live eternity with Jesus Christ. Listen here. Praising God and having favor with all the people in the Lord. Now, let me go right here and stop. They're praising God and having favor with all the people. If you want to see people be saved in a church, there's two things that's going to have to happen. One, you can't be a dead church. Hello! You can't be a dead church. You see, they were praising God. Right? So you can't be a dead church. It won't work. Oh, long face. Boy, I've been to some of them. Got up and preached. We was in Illinois, me and Brandy. We went in together. And this old man, I kid y'all not. Here I go, run that. I kid y'all not. That first night, that old man sat in that back corner. I went in to preach and he stuck that finger in that ear. Both ears. So I said, tomorrow night, we're going to make sure he hears it. He doubled up both ears. I told Brandy, I said, I ain't believing him. That third night, he stopped them ears up again. Ain't never been nowhere so cold. Folks, tonight we must be a church that's rejoicing in what God's done in our life. He said by praising God and having favor with all the people. That means we're all in unity. There is no division. We all getting along. And the Lord added, you see, this morning the salvations ain't got nothing to do with man. It's all to do with the Lord. I've told you and I'll tell you again, there's no preacher good enough to preach you under conviction. There's no preacher good enough to preach you under conviction. Conviction comes from God and God alone. So no preacher's good enough to preach you under conviction. It comes from God. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. He added to the church daily. You know, when people come in and they don't see our long face, and we all have weeks that's tough, don't we? We all have weeks that are tough and it's hard. But when we come in and we put our week behind us, and we put our worship on, and we say, Lord God, I'm going to praise you. And we get to that place where we're just praising God, letting him work in our lives. It'll change somebody else's life. When they hear about that Jesus and how good he's been to you and how good he's been to me, number one thing, they'll say, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? You know why a lot of times we don't hear people say, what must I do to be saved? Because we ain't telling them about Jesus. When they walk down amongst us, there's nothing there to convict them. There's nothing there that they see that they want. But I want you to know, when we get in one accord and we start living that repented life, we receive what God would have for us, and we start rejoicing, God's going to add souls to the flock daily. I don't know how many consecutive Sundays we've sat in that water and baptized folks, but it's been several. And as a church, I never want to take it for granted that God's adding to the church daily. Not Union Chapel, to the church. To the church. This building is not the church. You are the church. You are the body of Christ. And this afternoon, we're going to get ready for our baptism. We're going to get ready for what God would call us to do. He said those that gladly received his word were baptized. And we're going to do that this evening. And I just want you to sit there when we go up to the water. I just want you to sit there and I want you to think about this. About the time when you heard about Jesus and you made that move. You said, I want him to be my Lord. I want him to be my Savior. Think back on that. Think back on that time that you were born again. It won't be long. You'll start rejoicing. You'll start praising him. And you'll start thanking him for what he's done in your life. Somebody asked me one time, said, preacher, you're not going to complain? I said, no, sir. Numbers 11:1 said, when the people complained, it displeased God. So complaining ain't going to do me a bit of good. But praising and worshiping him does all the good. This afternoon, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, there would not be a better day to meet Jesus than today. Man, he has been so good to us. He's been so faithful. He's poured out his blessings. And I want you to know he's wanting us just to have a home with him in heaven one day. As we sing, hey, sisters, y'all come on. We're going to sing one stanza of invitation. We're going to get into the water. I'm going to pray as they come. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I praise your holy and precious name. Lord, there will be so many things in our life that we can thank you for, but there's one thing that we can always bow our head and thank you for, and that's salvation in our life. Lord God, being saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray this afternoon as the candidates come to go in the water here in just a moment, Father, I pray that you take their nerves away. Let them not be scared. Let them not be frightened. Father God, as we go into that baptismal water, Father God, this will be a calendar day they'll never forget. Lord, there's days all along our life, calendar days, when people, babies are born, people die. One of the greatest calendar days will be the day that we're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Bless this service in Jesus' holy, precious name. Amen.